Charlie in Virginia wants to remove some wallpaper. Well, how can we help?
Bought a new house, and of course, my wife's having me repaint basically everything.
Of course. You have to make it yours.
It looks like in the dining room that there used to be some wallpaper, but the original owners decided that they were going to paint over that wallpaper, and I can see little places where they tried to tear it away.
Yeah, that's a new style of wallpaper, Charlie. Painted paper. Yeah, you know, it makes it a little harder to pull the old stuff off, but you're right in considering doing just that. At this point, though, especially with paint on top of it, I can see no other option but to rent a steamer. And even renting a steamer is going to be probably more of a challenge than if it wasn't painted to begin with, because all that paint fills in the pores of the paper, makes it harder for the steam to get through.
Yeah. You're going to have to, I think, score that paper, you know, not with one of those tools that crazily scratches it all up, only because when you go to peel it off at that point, you're going to be peeling it off in many different pieces. So if you take a mat knife and just do long seams, you know, not cutting in too deep because you don't want to damage the wallboard behind it, but you do want to open up some areas, especially through the paint, to allow that steam to saturate through to the glue through the paper, because that's what that paint is doing. It's blocking you from getting that moisture to loosen up that paper.
Now, how am I going to be able to do this without, I mean, you say without cutting the wallboard beneath, but that seems like a pretty hard challenge.
Well, you know, don't be too aggressive with it. Don't just dig into it and cut down. You know, be as gentle as you can, because once you do get off all of that paper, you're still going to be left with some damage to the wall behind it, some paste you're going to need to work off with either a little bit extra steam or even some vinegar or some soapy water. I've even heard that like a fabric softener and water helps to get rid of some wall covering paste residue. So a lot of those things in combination, and once you get through to that, there's going to be some areas where you are going to have to, you know, re-spackle and sand. So if you do get some cut marks occasionally, that's okay, but you don't want to find yourself in a situation with now you've got the paper off and you're dealing with all these stripes that you've got to repair.
Now, Charlie, after you get the paper off and you get the walls cleaned up and repaired as best as you possibly can, the next step is really critical, and that is that you have to apply a primer to the entire surface. And we would recommend, in this situation, an oil-based primer. Going to give you great adhesion and will create an even surface so that when you put the next coat of paint on it, it flows nicely, it covers nicely, and it looks great. But don't skip that primer step after you get all this done. That's really important.
Okay, just so I understand, I'm taking a box cutter and I'm scoring long vertical scores in it as opposed to taking one of those tools.
Once you start steaming, if you do long cuts, you can start pulling away in that section and you end up with longer pieces and a better manageable section rather than all these little pieces that you're trying to pull off and deal with.
This is a little bit learn as you go, Charlie. You're going to have to get a sense as
see
to how much steam,
for you.
Right, what's working, what's not working. Try to get into a rhythm. It's not an easy job, but, you know, it is the right thing to do. So good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.